na, jetzt komme ich nicht auf den Namen, der Tee von den Nadeln von Bäumen,
Kiefernadeltee.
von der
Kiefernadeltee.
Na Kiefernadel, meine Güte, die Kiefer war weg, Dankeschön. Der Kiefernadeltee, der hilft, wenn es um Spike-Proteine geht oder auch diese Anteile an HIV-Virus, die in den Impfungen zu finden sind, aber nicht gegen Morgellons. Genau.
Und jetzt wollen wir
Ja,
wissen, was hilft gegen Morgellons.
jetzt kommen hoffentlich Lösungen.
Ja.
We are waiting for the solutions.
Right, so here's the solution. So how do we get out of the body? And I've been working with Morgellons. It's very important to point out that there is a metallic structure in there that can actually allow these particles to change space and time. They can switch in a different time and space, and then they can switch back, which is
Really?
really important. Now, we discovered this about 6 years ago. So one of the problems, we have a thing called space-time continuum energy, or tachyon energy, they call it. It's not the same as Tesla's. And we used to apply it to Morgellons particles, and what it does is it breaks the molecular structure down. Great. Except that 6 years ago, they changed it, and they put an element where they can switch time-space. So if you apply tachyon energy, these things have AI that, oh, I'm not staying here. So it switches out of this dimension. And then when you stop, it switches back. So it's not getting touched by
I see.
the tachyon energy. So I was trying to figure out another solution. And it came from a client where we have an Akashic record clearing and meditation. And she had Morgellons. She put it on, and this stuff went absolutely ballistic nuts. And I thought, oh, it doesn't like this Akashic record clearing. Why is that? You know. Anyway, maybe we'll translate that bit, and then we'll go from there. I don't want to give Nicole too much breath.
Yes, it is quite complex.
Sorry, Nicole, bless you.
Also die Morgellons haben eine metallische Struktur und dadurch können sie in der Raumzeit reisen, also sich in einen anderen Raumzeitraum begeben und wieder zurückkommen. Und das hatten Christopher und sein Team vor vielen Jahren entdeckt und durch eine Spaltung von der Space-Time konnten sie die molekulare Struktur aufbrechen. Aber 6 Jahre, vor 6 Jahren wurden diese metallischen Strukturen verändert, sodass, wenn man eben versucht, den Körper von den Morgellons zu reinigen, diese einfach in eine andere Dimension gehen, unantastbar sind und dann halt zurückkommen und nicht zu entfernen sind. Und dann gab es aber einen Zufall, dass eine Kundin Morgellons hatte und sie herausfanden, dass sie überhaupt nicht die Akashic, also es nicht mögen, wenn die Akasha-Chronik, wenn das Clearing gemacht wird, also eine Reinigung der Akasha-Chronik. Da werden, drehen sie durch, die Morgellons. Okay.
Right, so what we found is that this stuff went ballistic. So hang on, there's a weakness there. So what's the weakness? And the weakness is that it doesn't like the Akashic records. Now, I don't know whether you guys know, the Melchizedek beings were responsible with Prime Creator for creating the Akashic records. And the reason for that is they never wanted people to go back in time and alter timelines from. So, you know, for example, if you go back on your timeline, you go back on the Akashic record timeline to a certain point, and say there's a dictator in Iraq or somewhere else, and somebody wants to take them out in the past. You can't. Why is that? Because you can't alter other people's timelines from your timeline because theirs has already happened. So it's a very good mechanism to stop the time-space continuum in this world being altered. But But we can split now future timelines. And one or two because that beings who gets permission to do this. And so by splitting your timeline in two, what we do is split it right now. You go on a path of, so it's like splitting, you know, tearing two ribbons in half. You go on a path of divine alignment, complete wellness, where all, this is making it simple. It's a lot more complex than this, where all the stuff, including the particles, spike proteins, Lyme, HIV/AIDS, Agent Orange, anything like that, is split out of the body, eradicated from the body, and you're on a divine timeline, which means that, you know, your God connection gets a lot better, a lot quicker. And on the other timeline, all the stuff, all the particles, spike proteins, hydrogel, or anything else, you know, HIV/AIDS, Agent Orange, Morgellons, and Lyme, is split out on the timeline to sun. Now, why is that important? Well, if you remember about the time-space continuum switching, we used to apply it and the stuff switched out of this time-space. When it comes back, if you've locked it on a timeline, it can't get off that timeline to the sun. And so it's stuck there because this is a third dimensional world and it's run with Akashic Records. So that was, you know, it was a big like, wow, this is brilliant, you know, because we've locked it on a timeline. So as the timelines separate, it separates the stuff out of the body. And it's the only way I've ever found. I know people say herbs and I've had people talk about different things with Morgellons. It doesn't touch the stuff, but this really does. It separates it out of the body. And I think that was a really, really important, you know, discovery. And now we've worked on over 400 people with this methodology, and it's had profound effects. It's stripped out the Morgellons out of the body.
I'm so glad, Christopher. Could you give out? Well, go ahead, Nicole, and then I want you to give out.
Please.
All right.
Okay. Genau, also ich fange mal mit dem Ende an. Also es gibt nicht viel an Kräutern oder anderen Heilmethoden, die wirklich die Morgellons angreifen können. Aber sie haben eine Schwäche und das ist tatsächlich die Akasha-Chronik. Und die Melchizedek-Wesen sind dafür verantwortlich für die Akasha-Chronik. Und jetzt erstmal ein kleiner Ausflug. Also es gibt einen Mechanismus, der die Timelines davor schützt, verändert zu werden, damit wir nicht einfach in der Zeit zurückreisen können und dann sagen, oh, da ist ein Diktator, das ist nicht gut für uns, und verändern dann die Zeitlinie, damit dieser Diktator verschwindet. Also alles, was an Zeitlinien jetzt schon stattgefunden hat, wird davor geschützt, verändert zu werden, weil man das ja in beide Richtungen verwenden kann, diese Veränderungen. Genau. Aber man kann zukünftige Zeitlinien splitten, aufteilen, also wie so ein Reißverschluss quasi. Und sie kreieren dann eine göttliche Zeitlinie, auf die man dann geht, wo im Grunde Glück, Zufriedenheit, Reichtum auch im Sinne von
Fülle.
Wohlsein, Fülle, danke. Und auf dieser Zeitlinie sind dann alle Viren, alle metallischen Strukturen, alles, was in diesen Stoffen gespeichert ist, nicht vorhanden. Das wird wie abgespalten, also auch Pilze im Körper, Borreliose und Borrelien und so weiter. Diese ganzen Krankheitenstoffe, die Krankheiten auslösen können, die werden auf der anderen Zeitlinie gespeichert. Und der Trick dabei ist, dass wenn die Morgellons quasi in ihren Sprung machen in diesem Zeitraumkontinuum, Und dann zurückkommen, kommen sie auf die Zeitlinie zurück, auf der man quasi nicht mehr ist, weil man auf der göttlichen Zeitlinie ist. Also sie sind abgespalten von einem selbst. Ich hoffe, ich habe es halbwegs logisch erklärt. Mhm. Und dadurch können sie einem eben nichts mehr anhaben, weil sie nicht mehr da sind. Und sie haben das jetzt schon bei über 400 Leuten als Behandlung durchgeführt mit großem Erfolg. Wow. Gerhard, war das verständlich?
Ja. Na, spannend, ja. Wieder was gelernt. Right.
Mm-hmm. I just double checked that I explained it in a way that people can understand.
Oh, bless you, thanks.
Yeah, well.
Is the second timeline, is this a part of you which has to be healed also afterwards?
No, what we do is we put you on a divine timeline. So suddenly, you know, you're put on divine timeline. As they separate, it takes about 3 days to get them completely separated. So you have two new timelines. And you're on a path of divine alignment, complete wellness. So in the Akashic Records, we have like infinite timelines of the future. You know, you can, you know, go and be a chef. You can go and be a janitor. You can go and be a, you know, nuclear scientist, whatever you want. You know, it's up to you. But there's probably a few God timelines, one particular where it's your divine timeline, which means that it really helps accelerate your gift. And that's the timeline we put you on. And it's amazing because, you know, people come out with, you know, being on this protocol, they release a lot of emotion. It's incredible. You know, the God connection gets really strong. Their gifts are downloading and they're, wow, this is amazing. So it's had an amazing effect, not just to get rid of the particles, not just to get rid of stealth pathogens like Borrelia Lyme, HIV, AIDS, Agent Orange, Morgellons, you know, the nanotech as well, but to also align you to your gifts. And it's been incredible. Mm.
Genau. Deine Frage, die hattest du, glaube ich, auch schon auf Englisch gestellt. Ne? Also ja. Es ging darum, ob diese zweite Linie, auf der die ganzen Krankheitserreger verdeckten Krankheitserreger sind, ob die geheilt werden muss irgendwann, ob das noch irgendwie ein Teil von einem ist. Und dann meinte Christopher, nein, man geht eben in diese göttliche Zeitlinie. Es dauert ungefähr 3 Tage, bis man da gut installiert ist in dieser neuen Zeitlinie. In der Akasha-Chronik gibt es unendlich viele Zeitlinien für jeden. Also man könnte in der Zukunft ein Klempner, ein Professor, irgendetwas sein. Aber es gibt wenige göttliche und eine eben spezielle göttliche Zeitlinie für jeden, wo man quasi sich mit seinen Gaben oder wo man die Gaben voll ausleben kann. Und wenn man dieses Protokoll durchläuft, dann werden auch viele Emotionen freigesetzt. Und man wird alle Pathogene los und kommt in Verbindung mit seinen göttlichen Gaben.
Super. I take this line.
Yeah, bless you. It's a wonderful protocol. I'm really happy to have the ability to deliver it, you know, because a lot of people are in trouble. But you also got to remember as well, and, you know, I'm not going to go too much into this, but why have they put nanospheres, and it's in every single vaccine? It's not just, and we've tested them. You know, we have a virologist working with us, and we have Dr. Hildy, but, you know, the virologist has tested 972 vials via different labs, and they've also found nanospheres. So why should they put that in if it's loaded with viruses? And the answer is, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but I would assume it's not good. So, you know, if you load, for example, if you press all the frequencies, all 92 frequencies, it will release 92 virus in the body. You're going to get a viral overload and you're not going to survive it. So I don't know why they did it, you know, but there's obviously a reason, some reason why they did it.
I can give you some background. I'll let Nicole translate first.
Mm-hmm. Also die Frage ist, warum benutzen sie diese Nanosphären, die in allen Impfstoffen sind? Also sie haben mit verschiedenen Toxikologen über 972 verschiedene Proben entnommen und haben überall verschiedene Varianten gefunden. Und wenn man alle Frequenzen aktivieren würde, dann würden im Körper zugleich 92 verschiedene Viren aktiviert werden, sodass durch diese komplette Überladung natürlich das für den Menschen nicht gut wäre. Und ja, die Frage war nochmal, warum machen Sie das? Und da möchte Ted jetzt einspringen.
I can give you some galactic history on why they're doing it in the background. The short answer, 25 words or less. In 22 other star systems, the Greys and the Reptilians have come in and reduced, asked the elites of each planet to reduce the population by 95%. Once they reduce the population by 95%, then in their mind, they create a small manageable type slave population to extract resources. And they drop it down to about 500 million people. They've done this in 22 other star systems for thousands of years. Once they've extracted all the resources, they blow up the planet with an antimatter weapon, and the planet is gone, completely gone. That's what they've done for tens of thousands of years. That is their plan for planet Earth. It will not be allowed. It is against the will of the Supreme Being, the creator that created this universe. So they're not going to allow it to happen. But that's why they've got 97 viruses in this thing, the kill switch when they want to use it. That's what I understand.
I thought I'd let you tell them that. I didn't want to tell them it's a kill switch, but it is, you know. You can just switch all the 5G towers. And that's why I think, you know, in Wuhan, people, you know, people dropping down the street, they thought they were actors, but I think they tested the 5G with the nanospheres, switched on the 5G. People were dropping down and said, oops, better switch it off real quick. Otherwise, you know, and that's why you got photos. They weren't all actors. It was actually happening. And I think they switched it off quick because they were just testing, does it work? You know? And the answer is it really does. 93 viruses or 92 viruses, you know, and some 10 to the minus 9 small. It's kind of, you know, difficult to get your head around, but it's all great technology. All these things are great technology.
Okay.
Chris, ja. Sag du.
Ja, Gerd.
Ah, ich würde noch dazu sagen, der Christopher hat gesagt, in allen Vakzinen ist es drinnen. Und das ist für mich jetzt neu. Ich dachte, es gibt auch Placebo-Vakzine, wo das eben nicht drin ist. Vielleicht kann er mal da was dazu sagen noch.
Yeah, I'll translate the question before, and then I would like to translate what Ted said before you answer, please. So Gerhard's question was, you said that these nanospheres are in all vaccines. He thought that some were placebos. If you could then... Well, you already answered.
Yeah, the answer is in the 972 tests for the vials, and obviously this is, you know, not published because they're not supposed to test the vials. But in the 972, every single vial, including placebo, they had the nanotubes and nanospheres. But some of them didn't have the spike proteins, but they've all got the nanospheres and the nanotubes. So that's an important point. Gihad, bless you.
Oh, interesting.
Genau. Also auch in den Placebos befinden sich Nanosphären und Nanotubes, eventuell dann keine Spike-Proteine oder irgendwelche von den anderen Inhaltsstoffen.
So there's no such thing as a true placebo, is there?
No, they've all got the stuff in, it's just lurking there, but they don't have the spike protein, so, you know, maybe they don't make people sick that quickly. But of course, people are getting clots anyway, you know, the graphene oxide polarizes and it makes, you know, blood cells start to clot, you know, you're getting microclots in the heart, you're getting strokes. I mean, you know, one lady took it, next day she's just had a stroke, a liver shutting down, and she had a heart attack at the same time. You got to be kidding, you know, it's crazy. It really is crazy.
Ich habe da die, also wirklich zuverlässige Quellen, dass bei manchen bei den Einstichen magnetische Effekte waren und bei anderen aber nicht. Jetzt dachte ich halt, die einen haben Graphenoxid dabei, was ja metallisch ist, und die anderen nicht.
Some were metallic.
Magnetic.
Magnetic. Metallic, yeah. Graphenic.
Yeah, become graphenic, yeah. Yes. Bless you.
Placed the shot and okay,
they did not have these effects, these magnetic effects. Why do one do have it and others not?
I think it's because it's injected into the body and then it starts to polarize itself, so it becomes magnetic in the body with a kind of chemical reaction. And sometimes it takes longer than others because it's delivered through hydrogel. So you've got this gel, you put all the particles in the gel, you inject it. It takes a while as well for the stuff to start, you know, mixing with the body and start to activate. So with some people, and it also depends where you inject it. You know, if you inject it in an artery, you know, accidentally in the body, people drop in dead pretty quickly. If you inject it in the muscle, then it's going to take a while for the hydrogel, and depending on the person, to dissipate and allow the particles to start integrating and move around. So that's why some people have got, magnetic, some people haven't. It doesn't go in the body magnetic, it becomes magnetic when it actually starts to activate in the body.
Also es wird erst magnetisch, wenn es im Körper quasi aktiviert wird, durch Polarisierung, es ist ja durch das Hydrogel geschützt erst einmal, und je nach Mensch löst sich dieses Hydrogel schneller auf oder langsamer, und dann hängt es auch davon ab, ob das Serum in den Muskel oder in irgendeine Arterie gestochen wird, und dementsprechend unterschiedlich fallen die Reaktionen aus.
I have to tell you, Christopher, that I've had other doctors on my show, other scientists, other researchers, but no one has given the kind of explanation that you have regarding how the SHOT program work. And I want to thank you for that, because I'm really learning a lot today.
One of the things that you find with the problem with scientists is they've been taught a different way, you know, a particular way, and they have blindfolds on. And then you've got doctors' blindfolds. The problem is that, you know, everyone says graphene oxide spheres, graphene oxide tubes, but they're not looking what's within it, you know, and maybe 3 microns down, there's all this stuff that they're not testing, you know, and it's important to test within, you know. That's the thing about, you know, I learn a lot with the virologist. I taught her about what I learned from Dr. Hilde. The woman's a genius, you know. An absolute genius, and she's really helped me over the last 14 years. Because, Ted, you can't, if you don't understand something, how can you heal it? You know, it's like this interdimensional aspect. You know, if I didn't understand it, I'd be half healing Morgellons and half not, because half of it would be switching time space and you're not touching it and it just switches back. So, you know, to me, when you're doing healing, it's very important to really drill down to exactly how the stuff works, and then, okay, let's look for a solution. And, you know, the beings can give you a solution, but, you know, you can't just say, well, heal somebody. Heal what? You know, the universe is very specific, so I love it, you know. But I've got to, relating to that question about placebos, this is for the last 6 months. We didn't test them before that, so there may have been placebo maybe 6-8 months before, you know, the lab started testing it. But certainly the placebos for the last 8-9 months have been, you know, had the graphene stuff in. But before that, there might have been just, you know, saline solution, you know, who knows.
From today on? The last 6-8 months from today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, from today. Yeah, they've tested them for the last 8 months.
8 months.
And they've found every single placebo, every single, you know, Pfizer, you name it, you know, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, you know, they've all had the spheres and the tubes, they've all had it. But before that, I couldn't say, you know. I mean, we really focused before that on testing the graphenes, what's in it, the nanospheres, looking at the hydrogel, the glycoethylene, looking at the spike proteins and all these things. I mean, I keep on top of it. Remember, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but, you know, sometimes it's good because what it does is it takes the blinkers off and you go way outside the box and you really look, you know, right, left, up and down, everywhere to see exactly how the stuff works. I'll let Nicole for pleasure.
Gut, ich fange an mit nochmal zurück zu den Placebos. Also die Aussage gilt für die letzten sechs bis neun Monate, in denen sie angefangen haben, wirklich die Stoffe, die Impfstoffe zu testen. Und da war es egal, ob es ein sogenanntes Placebo war oder nicht. Es befanden sich immer die Nanotubes und Nanosphären drin. Davor haben sie sich mehr darauf konzentriert zu schauen, also in die Tiefe zu schauen, was dieses Graphenoxid ist, die Spike-Proteine und so weiter, die ganzen anderen Inhaltsstoffe. Und Ted hatte sich davor bedankt, dass Christopher das so gut erklärt, was dieses Impfstoffprogramm wirklich bedeutet. Ja, er sagte zum einen, dass es eben vielleicht eventuell hilft, dass er kein Arzt ist und die Scheuklappen abnimmt und sehr weit schaut. Und das andere ist aber, dass das Universum sehr spezifisch, sehr genau ist und dass es sehr wichtig ist, genau zu verstehen, was los ist, um heilen zu können. Und dass Dr. Hildi, mit der er jahrelang schon zusammenarbeitet, da wahnsinnig viel auch geholfen hat. Und wenn sie zum Beispiel nicht entdeckt hätten, dass die Morgellons diesen Sprung im Zeitraum-Kontinuum machen, wenn man sie quasi entfernen will, oder zumindest einen Teil davon und dann eben danach wieder zurückkommen, dann wären sie nie in der Lage gewesen, ein Programm zu entwickeln, um diese zu entfernen. Also es ist wichtig, wirklich die Mechanismen zu verstehen. Should I go back to translating what you said about the galactic history? We still haven't translated that.
If you want to quickly do that, I think it's important, but I don't want to overload you, my friend.
I think I can still do it. Genau. So, weil eben die Unterhaltung so schnell hin und her sprang, nochmal einen Schritt zurück. Da ging es um die Frage, warum eben dieses Programm läuft mit den 92 Viren, die man jederzeit aktivieren kann. Und Ted sagte dann, also was die galaktische Geschichte angeht, gibt es 22 andere Sternsysteme, wo die Greys sich aufhalten bzw. aufgehalten haben, übernommen haben. Und ihr Plan ist es, immer 95% der Bevölkerung zu reduzieren, weil sie der Meinung sind, dass sie dann eben diese übrig bleiben. Die übrig bleiben, das wären hier auf der Erde im Moment um die 500 Millionen, dass sie die besser kontrollieren können und besser ausbeuten können. Und ihr Ziel ist es, alle Ressourcen eines Planeten, und das gilt nicht nur für die Erde, entziehen. Und sobald sie den Planeten zerstört haben, also weil eben keine Ressourcen mehr da sind, dann explodieren sie diesen Planeten mit Antimaterie Und Ted meint, dass es hier nicht erlaubt sein wird, dass es nicht passieren wird. Es ist aber schon in vielen anderen Planeten so ergangen. Genau, und sie könnten eben, wenn sie alle Frequenzen aktivieren, unter anderem eben über die 5G-Türme, alle Viren in uns aktivieren und uns eliminieren. Okay.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much. Anyway, go ahead, Christopher. Yeah, go ahead.
I agree with you. You know, I think the agenda is to knock out 95% of the population. I think it isn't being interfered with. You know, that's one of the things why I'm here. Why am I here? Well, obviously to do healings, but, you know, there's a big element, and I think we've talked about this before, of these beings onto the planet. There's Anunnaki. There's Draconians. There's the Archons float around. There's light beings as well. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things we need to do on this planet, you know, yeah, there's the cabal, there's the deep state, you know, are they in charge? That would be a nope. They're just puppets for these beings and the greys and everything else. So to me, it's important that we've got to remove these things somehow. So how do you remove them? They're just sitting there. They're coming up. I don't know whether you guys know, they eat children, believe it or not. That's why they deliver them. That's why there's DOMS, because they keep them underground, keeping them happy. You know, we're fodder to them. So how do you get these beings off the planet? Basically, we have a pyramid project. So maybe I'll get, if Nicole can translate that, and then we'll go into the pyramid project and why it works, because I think it's important, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Nicole, we just had a large group of people from South Korea join. Could you please transfer that into German and into Korean, please? It would help. Thank you.
Of course.
Actually, Ted, I've got somebody here who speaks Korean. It's Mr. Krabs. Oh, he's off duty. He said no, so sorry about that.
I would just need to raise my energy a bit and then go into the Akasha Chronic, into the Korean field, and then I can speak it perfectly, I'm sure. Okay, also, ein bisschen rumgeblödel, um das Thema aufzuheitern. Also Christopher ist auch der Meinung, dass es darum geht, die Weltbevölkerung um 95% zu reduzieren, aber dass es genug, also dass es wohl nicht passieren wird, weil es genug Einflüsse gibt, die es verhindern wollen. Warum ist er hier? Da kommen wir dann am Ende zum Pyramidenprojekt, was er jetzt erklären wird. Aber er sagt auch nochmal, es gibt eben viele Wesen, die Greys, die Anunnaki, die Archons. Es gibt aber eben auch Lichtwesen. Und es gibt die Kabale oder Deep State, aber das sind im Grunde nur Marionetten dieser Wesen, die auch Kinder essen, sich von Kindern ernähren, deswegen gibt es die DOMS. Und dass es darum geht, dass diese Wesen von diesem Planeten entfernt werden. Und jetzt kommen wir zum Pyramidenprojekt.
Okay. Right, so these guys are below the planet. You've also obviously got Luciferians. You know, they're involved with the Vatican. I forgot to mention them. And also, you know, these guys above are reptilian hybrids, you know, so they really don't care about humanity. They have no soul. They're just subservient to these beings. And, you know, we've got things like Bill Gates and the whole cabal. And you know, it makes you wonder, why does Bill Gates want to reduce the oxygen? Because he wants to block out the sun. Oh, that would be because these beings below don't breathe much oxygen because they're used to being below the planet. So they can't come up unless the oxygen's reduced. And that's one of the, agendas to try and reduce the oxygen. Of course, they call it global warming, you know. I almost fell about laughing because I've got to share this with you because I think it's really funny. So I found my father a couple of weeks ago and he said, oh my goodness, we've got such a problem. I said, what's that, Dad? He goes, global warming. I said, what's causing it? He goes, well, the cows passing wind, of course. I said, so the cows farting is creating global warming? He goes, yeah. I said, so why don't you give them some tum-tums to relax the wind so we're okay and we're good to go? And he didn't see the funny side. But what's interesting is I always go back to Project Mockingbird. Let's mock and make it so stupid that, wow, people believe in it. I didn't know what to tell him. I thought, oh, okay. I need an okay button because he believes all this stuff, you know. So I just thought I'd throw that in because I think it was interesting. But I think, so we've got to remove the beings. How do you do that? We're building off-planet pyramids. We're building three of them. They're in a different dimension, different time space. They're going to be pretty big. The first one's 999.999 feet tall. The next one's 666.666 feet tall. And the next one's 333.33 feet tall. They're actually stargates. They're very different than the Giza ones. The Palladians built the Giza ones off planet and brought them down here. You know, these are going to be made of Moldavite and various other instruments to create stargates. So why are we putting them down here? Well, they'll go on the golden curve. You know, the smallest one furthest away, second one nearest. The biggest one will be on the ley line. And what that means is that they'll power each other up and it'll allow the ley line, because of so much energy, it's going to flush out all the satanic symbology. It's going to remove any ancient beings that are trying to block the ley lines, and it'll allow the planet to raise its vibration and kind of clear it energetically, which I think will be big. They'll also do healing and they'll also do a lot of other things, but that's the main reason why we put them down here. But it's basically clearing up the planet. Is it going to shift people? Who knows? That's up to the individual, whether they want to, you know, raise the vibration and become a sovereign being, or they want to still be in the matrix, and that's still up to them. You know?
Right. Interesting.
Okay. Also, could you repeat, where are you building these pyramids?
I can't say, Nicole. The reason is because the cabal will buy the land, and it's going to be over 100,000 acres. It's in the mix. It's happening, but you know.
So they are being built not energetically, but okay. That's what
being built, but in a different time space. But when they get here, they'll be physical. They'll be on different.
Okay.
In an area, it'll be somewhere in America, you know.
Yes, it was just they're built in a different time space and then brought here. That's the part. Also, es werden Pyramiden gebaut in einer anderen Zeitraumsphäre, die dann auf die Erde gebracht werden, also auch dann wirklich physisch. Die eine ist 999,999, die andere 666,666 und die dritte 333,333
Feet.
Feet groß. Und die werden dann aufgestellt. Und die größte auf der Leyline, sodass die negativen Energien und die Wesen unter der Erde herausgespült werden und auch alle satanischen Symbole gereinigt werden und so weiter, dass also Heilung stattfinden kann. Ob das dann jeder Einzelne annimmt, hängt dann von jedem Einzelnen ab. Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell the story with your father and the farting cows. I was so concentrated on the pyramids.
You got to tell them that. They'll be laughing. You got to tell them that. It's just crazy. Global warming, cows farting. I mean, you got to be kidding.
This is a true story that's told.
Oh, yeah. It happened. Bless you up.
Genau, also als kleine Zwischengeschichte erzählte Christopher, dass er seinen Vater anrief und der, also da ging es darum, dass auf der Erde viele von aus dem Deep State, bin ich ein bisschen durcheinander gekommen, genau, die Vorgeschichte waren, viele auf der Erde, wie zum Beispiel auch Bill Gates, sind Hybride aus Reptilien, und warum möchte er den Sauerstoff vermindern und die Sonne abschirmen, damit eben die Wesen, die schon lange unter der Erde sind, herauskommen können, weil die benötigen weniger Sauerstoff. Und als er seinen Vater anrief, da ging es dann eben, dass aus diesem Thema gemacht wird, das ist ein Schutz gegen die globale Erwärmung. Deswegen soll eben die Sonne abgeschirmt werden. Und sein Vater erzählte dann am Telefon, dass es so viele Kühe gibt, zu viele Kühe. Und dadurch, dass die dann alle purzen, entsteht eben die globale Erwärmung. Und ja, er meinte dann, ja, dann kann man den allen einen TomTom geben, also und dann hören sie auf zu purzen und dann kann man die Welt retten. Er antwortet gerne spielerisch und ja, führt diese Geschichten ad absurdum.